We'll be right back. Lydia Lunch there, fading out. Thurston Moore, a couple other folks from a 1984 EP called In Limbo, the song What Did You Do? I'll go through the rest of that set there. Pink Industry with The Corpse prior to that, and Revolting Cops, Revolting Cocks TV Mind, of course, from a compilation called Fight, featuring a number of those bands. Love of Life Orchestra before that. Revolution is Personal, not something I was very familiar with, but figured I'd give it a spin. Something from 1980 there. Trio of Tunes from Germany prior to that. Lots of really great fun stuff. Really enjoyed digging into some of that early 80s experimental German music. Clara Monshine with Memory Metropolis, title track from that amazing synthesizer album. Dreaming Together prior to that, a little bit more ambient, from 1988, EP called Four Edens and a World of Shells. Heard How Not to Go. Started out with a really great sort of gothy tune from 1981 by Din Attestbild. I'm not even going to pronounce that one. Album was called Program 1. I got something up next from an EP called Black Noise by The Homosexuals right here on CKUT 90.3.
Harmless. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Join Quebec Music Parallel for three straight nights of jazz and new music in Montreal. Tuesday, October 11th, the Yves Charruet Trio, along with Marianne Trudel and Karen Young at the Lion d'Or. Wednesday, October 12th, Plante with New Persons Les Oreilles and No High Banda at the Sala Rosa. Thursday, October 13th, Ivan Nonet and Mathieu Staller at Le Ministère. Tickets available on the venue websites, a CKUT co-presentation.
Seattle-based cellist Lori Goldston will be in duet with trumpet player Greg Kelly on Saturday, October 29th at La Sotarena, 4848 Saint Laurent. Join us. Local artist Leon Lauder, in collaboration with Scattered Ensemble and En Nau. That is October 29th. Doors, 8 p.m., 4848 Saint Laurent, downstairs. Tickets online, $12, $15 at the door. Lori Goldston has played with the likes of Cat Power, Nirvana, David Byrne, and has a thriving solo practice. This is an Everyday Ego, CKUT Radio, Howell Arts co-presentation.
Robert Wyatt there with a typical Robert Wyatt type of song title, Amber and the Amberines, off of an EP called Work in Progress from early 80s. A journey through the Milky Way and planet Earth's atmosphere. Prior to that, a good chunk of one side of a late 70s Polish synth outfit called Catharsis, an album called N-AE. Over to the UK with Lilliput prior to that, Outburst, and started this set. We also had Anschluss in there just after Catharsis. It kind of merged together quite well. Anschluss from the States, I believe, something called the Mobile Plum Bob, which was the track we heard, title track of that album, and started the whole set with the Homosexuals off of the Black Noise 45 way back there. Up next, though, I'm going to switch gears just a little bit. A dip into Gary Clail and his On You Sound System, sort of a dub industrial mashup, as Gary Clail was known to do. Good chunk here of the End of the Century Party. Already the end of the century again. That was fast. End of the Century Party, Gary Clail right here, up next on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Barbie Army in the area. From the forthcoming album, It's an English Disease, featuring a man called Star Scott Bubbly, and from the mighty Tacket, Skip McDonald.
Barbie
Democracy Now!
As the Iranian government continues to severely repress street protests, Iran's feminist uprisings continue unabated, with women and girls now taking to daily acts of civil disobedience.
Women, life, freedom. That's the rallying cry in Iran and cities around the world in protest demanding justice for Mahsa Amini, the 22-year-old Iranian Kurdish woman who died after she was detained by Iran's so-called morality police for allegedly wearing her headscarf improperly. We'll get the latest on Iran and look at what cell phone video footage reveals about the protests. We'll also hear Angela Davis's message to the women of Iran. And then, as India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, offers to help efforts to end the war in Ukraine, we'll speak to the prominent Indian activist, Kavita Krishnan.
I think
think the left and progressive people, we've stood unconditionally with the people of Vietnam, with the people of Iraq, with the people of Afghanistan, with the people of Palestine against American imperialism.